Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to our new producer, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, I'm excited to have you as part of the Get Rooted Radio team.
Very excited to be part of the show.
Good. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name's Jacob. I am new to Transformation Talk Radio, and this is actually just my second week with the team. But I love working in video production and with radio stuff like this, and I'm really excited to share this conversation with you and hear some of your stories.
Well, wonderful. Like I said, I like to learn a little bit about, well, everybody, but of course the producers, because we are all trying to find that common ground. And I know I will learn and grow from you. And I think it's kind of what we're talking about today, that a bit of finding common ground. Because as we search to find a new normal, to find the common ground and find ways to move forward and make a difference, one way to do that is through empathy. And empathy just may be more important now than ever. Especially for female leaders, it has underutilized advantage that empathy is, that teams, organizations, and our world really need right now. And that's what we're going to discuss with my guest, Denise Johnson Blow. And I want to tell you a little bit about her. She is a people first crusader and servant leader. As a leadership development leader and coach, she's focused on the unlimited possibilities that can be achieved when individuals and teams grow and work together. She has led teams in senior leadership roles with Fortune 500 companies and various industries. These have included international stakeholders and national teams. And in her current role, she is privileged to drive leadership development strategy at Goodway Group. Denise is particularly passionate about coaching leaders and developing organizational goals in order to elevate diversity, inclusion, belonging, and equity. She has served on nonprofit and community boards, and her service also includes work with career development networks to support professionals as they get equipped for their next career opportunity. She has a wonderful background, and I am so privileged to have her on the show today. So please welcome Denise Johnson Blow. Welcome, Denise.
This is so fun. Thanks so much, Erica. I'm so excited about our conversation.
And Denise and I are co-authors in The New Female Leader, a woman's book for dynamic leadership skills. And your chapter is titled, Empathy is Your Power. Tell listeners why you decided to write about this topic.
It is. So the book is geared to female leaders. And so I wanted to look at empathy and look at it through the lens of female leaders. And actually, when I started looking at that chapter, just really did some research and found that women have a unique empathetic predisposition. And we need to understand that and bring it to our leadership.
And so what over the past 12, 14 months with everything that's been going on, what led you to think that we really need this now?
Well, what's been going on in our world, particularly in our country, and I think that we, no matter where we are or what side we believe we're on, there's division. We've had some really important and remarkable things. You know, unprecedented gets overused a lot, but it's true. And things that have really kind of divided us. And the way back and the road back is to understanding each other more deeply. And that comes through empathy. So that's why I think it's especially important now.
I could not agree with you more. When we take the time to see somebody else's perspective and not simply focus on our own, and we have that empathy, we could do wonders, right? As individuals, as communities, as the nation, right? It's so important. So what is empathy?
Absolutely. So empathy is, and I think it's important to understand, because it can also be one of those overused words that we talk about a lot, but don't really understand that it's got some complexity. So empathy is just the ability and the capacity to be aware, to understand, to be sensitive to the thoughts and feelings of other people. Basic enough. And the cool thing about empathy is that it happens on three different levels that build on each other. The first is cognitive. So we have to think it, we have to know it in our brains. We have to be able to perceive something. So that's being empathetic on a cognitive level. So I've got to get there first. And the next level is, well, actually, maybe that depends on who you are, but the next level is emotional level. And that's the ability to really feel what's going on for somebody else. I'm sure that you've had an occasion to see something on television or hear a story or see something online that you actually, it just makes your heart drop. And sometimes you can actually feel that. Yeah, as you learn about other things. So that's the emotional level. And what's neat is emotional empathy helps build connections between people. In our country, in our world, where we've got so many divisions and we're so isolated, and it's interesting that, you know, the pandemic continues to physically isolate us, the ability to build the cognitive and emotional connections is even more important. And the next level is where empathy kind of actualizes, and that's compassionate. So that's actually about doing something about what you understand about what someone else is going through, what you feel about what they're going through, their thoughts or feelings. It's actually taking action. So empathy just isn't a thought. It can be, what are you going to do about it? Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I had mentioned to you before we went on, I hosted a women's retreat this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think that is one of the things that why it was so successful is because these women, some knew each other, some didn't. They all had different pasts. They all had different experiences. They had all had different places and things they wanted for the future. But everybody showed, not only felt it, but showed empathy. And that was a big reason why it was successful. Because, and I think women do have that power, right? And not that men don't by any means. And I know Absolutely. We'll get into that next Yes. segment, but I think we don't even realize sometimes when we're doing it because it's come so naturally.
Absolutely. And I think that we also don't realize sometimes how important it is to do that and to keep doing it. One of the things that that I included in the piece in the new female leader is women understanding that empathy is power and being okay with that, because power is simply neutral. Power is the ability to change something. And I think sometimes we get really kind of caught up into power being something that's bad, and it's not. No. So, yeah. So being comfortable with that is critical. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And I was just going to say, and as much as we like to think and believe that women can do anything a man can do, men can do anything women can do, we do have unique abilities, each of us, and we need to use those and move forward for them. And Absolutely. It's okay that we're different. I mean, that's the intent. That's the purpose. That's what makes and can make our world so great. If we really tap into that and we get through things like this pandemic, we move forward and do something, just like you said, do something about the social injustice, the political division, and how we interact with one another on a personal and professional manner.
Absolutely. And I love the point there, Erica, is that, you know, I think back in my career and I remember seasons of time when female leaders tried to be very masculine in their approaches. So I even remember there was a point where women would actually go to work dressed, you know, back when we dressed a certain way to go to the office. There was a real movement for women to even show up looking like men. So, you know, as we get into a different age around embracing diversity, inclusion, belonging, and really encouraging the differences, not only physical, visible differences, but the way that we think and the way that we're all hardwired differently, it's important to embrace those changes. And this is just part of that.
Absolutely. No, it's so true, because it is how we really find the right path to move forward and really make that progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk empathy in women and men. But before we go, Denise, tell listeners how they can reach you.
Absolutely. So I can be reached through Goodway Group. Goodway Group is the organization that I really have the privilege, as you mentioned in the intro, of working with. And djohnsonblow@goodwaygroup.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Denise. You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at tracylclark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant, because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrian Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrian or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back our guest, Denise Johnson-Blow, as we discuss empathy being our power. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you so much, Erica.
So there's one thing that you talked about in your chapter. And again, Denise and I are co-authors in The New Female Leader, a woman's book for dynamic leadership skills. Mm-hmm. And it mentions that there's research that shows that women may have an empathetic disposition. Tell us about that.
You know, this is really sort of the nerdy part of the book. So I did this because you'd think, of course, women are empathetic. You know, God made women carry the babies and have the babies and all of that. So you would think that, but it's intriguing that there is research out there. So I want to share a couple of pieces with you. And I'll kind of go back from infancy. So there's a study that was done with girl infants, little girl babies, and girl babies versus boy babies show an interest in faces more than objects. So the faces elicit more of a response. So this is important because, and there's a connection between that's a precursor to empathy. So this is important because for babies, you know, they don't know cultural norms. There aren't expectations. There aren't messages around girls do this, boys do that. So it's pure, it's basic, it's baseline. So that's one study that I came across that I thought was very interesting. And then if you move up from there in age, there's another study that I researched that talked about girls having a greater empathetic disposition than boys. Of course, this doesn't mean that boys are not empathetic, but that empathetic disposition actually grows over time. So that's emotional and cognitive empathy that gets that grows faster in girls than it does in boys over time. So the gap widens over time.
Yeah.
So isn't that fascinating?
It really is. And yeah. I mean, and it's not, I like it when it's just not, well, that's how it works, right? It's just,
yes.
It is how it is. But when you have that scientific, that information behind it, you really can get more out of it, right? You can have a better understanding. I mean, I know for me, sometimes knowing why something is, you have more understanding from it.
Absolutely. And I think that you have more of an understanding. You can really appreciate it. And also it helps people who think differently and value information differently understand.
So
go ahead.
No, I was going to ask. So, you know, you have, like you were talking about the three parts of empathy, the cognitive, the emotional, the compassionate. So how do each one of those help?
How do each one of them help in terms of
leaders yeah. and how female leaders, you know, how that we can get to further develop them so that they're aware to be able to use this. You already have it. You know, it's within you. How do you keep going with it? How do you move forward and develop it?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the pieces that I talk about is stepping into a place where you feel comfortable or at least less uncomfortable with vulnerability so you can grow your empathy. And I know that there's a lot that's being talked about and written around vulnerability now, but vulnerability and empathy can be looked at like two sides of the same coin.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know, there's one other study that I want to share too. And it's actually a 2018 study that I included in the research that they videotaped. And this is really going to sound kind of strange, but it videotaped the faces of people as they were looking at a hand getting stuck with a pin and how they reacted to others feeling pain. So if you think about that from a leadership perspective, I'm not saying that people go into organizations feeling pain or discomfort, but challenge the expectations around innovating, solving complex problems are uncomfortable. So if we understand that and we're empathetic, we can start building conversations that help drive solutions.
Right. And I think that's where female leaders might be different. They can understand perhaps what somebody is going through in order to maybe better their performance, have better productivity, which then increases the organization's results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in one of the things that, you mentioned as we started talking about this, and we talked, the research shows that yes, women can have a greater empathetic disposition, but what about men? So yes. Not at all, as I mentioned, right? Not at all saying that men or male leaders are not empathetic, but just realizing that there may be something a little special in our toolkit that we are hardwired with. And if we are hardwired with that, there's no reason why we can't find productive ways to use that in steering our relationships, our teams, and our organizations.
It's just like strengths and weaknesses. We all know that when we have a strength, we use it. But how do we improve upon or build upon our weaknesses that once we know what they are, how do we work on them? But how do we also use that? Like, is that something that if I'm weak at this, I can delegate that. I can learn that skill set, or I can do something. And I think same thing with male leaders. Just because a man has something better, right? Maybe a better mm-hmm. skill set. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that they have more power. Same thing with a female. Just because they might have this empathy, we're saying use it. That is a good tool. You know, what tools do you have in your toolkit as an individual, male, female, or otherwise? How do you then use that?
Absolutely agree. And I just want to say one thing about that. I think that sometimes for people, there's a power. Absolutely. You said you have it in your toolkit. Go ahead and use it. That's important. But sometimes we tend to do the opposite. We take those things for granted. We've always mm-hmm. had them. We see the world a certain way. And we don't use it because we don't think that it's any big deal. So part of this conversation is really highlighting that it is a big deal.
Right.
And it's important. We absolutely have a choice around how we use the things that we're gifted with and the things that we'd like to develop. But part of the encouragement here is recognize how powerful that is and make some decisions around exercising and that and building that muscle and leading with it as well.
And I like what you said there, because I think that is sometimes when you're good at something and you take it for granted, or you have an ability and you're just like, oh, I didn't think about that. I've just always done that. I've always been that way. And I don't recall. So if I'm quoting this wrong, but I think you had written something about somebody saying you're such a natural, and it's like, oh, I guess I didn't think about that. Right. And I think that that's where what you're saying is that you have it. Let's recognize it. Let's celebrate it. And let's move forward.
Absolutely. And so one of the examples that I wrote about was, you know, what if you were to tennis like Venus and Serena? What if you were the Martha Stewart of cooking, the Oprah, you know where I'm going, the Oprah of interviewing?
Oh, yep.
Yeah. What if you were those things to whatever you did? You know, you would be celebrated. You would learn how to get better and better. You would go out and train. You would talk to people. You'd get more information, and you would just be so, you'd feel so great about that special talent.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not, And I think that's sometimes what some women do when they're called out for doing something very good, they will diminish it, right?
Exactly.
Don't.
Exactly.
Shine bright. And just because you're shining bright doesn't mean that somebody else has to be, dimmed for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, if we can support one another and use your unique abilities, use your God-given gifts, right? and then move forward. It doesn't mean that a leader there's no definition on what a leader needs to be besides the fact that you're motivating somebody else.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that I'll say about that, Erica, is sometimes it's easier to get to a place when you think about the cost of not taking the action to get there.
Yes.
So what will it cost everyone else if you hide your superpower?
Oh, absolutely. I love that. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to kind of discuss some things around being intentional on really on the competitive advantage and get into more of this because this has been great, great conversation. So Denise, tell folks how they can reach you again.
Absolutely. My email address is djohnsonblow@goodwaygroup.com. Absolutely. And when we come back, I'll talk about the Goodway connection to the sympathy piece too.
Perfect. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, you'll have more of this wonderful conversation. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Do you want to be the best you can be? Do you want to live your dream life? Anything is possible when you choose to consciously evolve. Begin by noticing your reaction to things in your everyday life. When a reaction is uncomfortable, this is a sign that there's an inner root cause that has triggered you and is calling out to be healed. Take action to transform and heal those limiting beliefs or trauma experiences that no longer serve you. Take time daily to recognize your reactions and then set out to heal and release them using one of many somatic healing modalities available. How will you choose to evolve today? Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back our guest, Denise Johnson-Blow. Denise, tell folks how they can reach you.
Sure. You can find me on LinkedIn, Denise Johnson-Blow. I'd love for you to reach out and let's connect and start our conversation.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And we are... Denise and I worked together on The New Female Leader, a woman's book for dynamic leadership skills. You can go to either one of our, to my website, or Denise, how could they get a copy from you?
Absolutely. Well, if you reach out on LinkedIn, I can definitely help you with that.
Wonderful. So get in touch. It is an awesome book with some amazing authors, present company, of course, included, not excluded. But there are so many wonderful women in this book, and it's a great tool. Just one more thing to, again, have in your toolkit. One thing I wanted to get into, Denise, with you is we've been talking about empathy being critical for really our greater world right now.
Yeah.
But what about organizations?
Yeah. And so there's a world going on within organizations, and organizations aren't untouched, of course, by the things happening with us. So it is, you know, it's the keystone. So I'll tell you one of the things that, you know, when I thought about empathy, I use the phrase keystone, and I'll tell you the visual that I have around it. The visual and the experience. A couple of years ago, we were in St. Louis. And of course, when you go to St. Louis, you visit the Arch and you learn about the story of the Arch and learn about the fact that it was actually built from two different sides, and it was built up to the top. And then there was a piece, a keystone, that captured both ends and locked both ends into place. So that's really what made it all work. So you know where I'm going with this, right? Empathy, the ability to connect, understand, extend compassion, build those connections and relationships with other people, is the key that makes things work in organizations in terms of innovation. I mentioned before, innovation, problem solving, coaching, leading teams. It's critically important. So in as an example, you know, I mentioned that I just work with a dynamic, wonderful group of people at Goodway Group. And we put together our people leadership model at the end of last year. And we wanted to make it simple and also wanted people leaders to understand that they were responsible for, of course, our set of behaviors that we have in the organization, that everybody is accountable to grow in and to demonstrate. But people leaders needed to have something a little extra. And one of the things that we called out was empathy. And we actually connected self-awareness and empathy. And I think that that's so important, because we have to understand what's going on for us, what our challenges are. You know, you mentioned earlier, Erica, what our weak spots or potential blind spots are. We all have them. None of us is perfect, and none of us can do everything. But starting in that place of self-awareness and then really reaching over to see how we can connect with other people so we can get better together and make our organization better together. So there's such an important link to what happens organizationally.
Oh, no. And that is so true, because even within organizations, right? We talk about work-life balance, and I'm not going to get into that, or work-life alignment, but you know what happens at home comes into the workplace with you, and what happens at work comes home with you. So if we can begin doing this within organizations as adults, right? Just like when we teach kids in a school, it comes home with them. So if we can start really getting this institutionalized, because that can be a very bad word, but if we can get it within organizations and we are teaching our people leaders and they're leading and they're doing this, it's going to go home with people.
I think that's really great. And you know, what I think about when you say that is that's our way of making the world a better place.
Yes.
Yes. So it's not just making our organizations more successful. And as we say at Goodway Group, making our clients heroes, it's about making the world a better place. And that is tremendously powerful.
I love that. What did you say that again? The heroes?
Yeah.
I love that.
So one of our cornerstones is making our clients heroes. Yeah.
I love that.
That's what we want to do.
Yes. So you mentioned your leadership models, like the pillars, right? The leadership model components, and empathy is one of the four components. What are the others?
Yeah, I'll tell you. So the first, empathy is connected with self-awareness. So there's self-awareness and empathy, inspires team success, and changes the game.
Oh, I like that one too.
Yeah. So really powerful, very succinct. And of course, inspire once you're working on the self-awareness and empathy. So I think it's important to back up. It's not a do this, then let's do this, and then let's do the third thing. Right. We have to work on all of those things at the same time. They're all critically important. But the self-awareness and empathy part might come first for some people. Something that they may continue to work on as well. But the other parts inspires team success. How do you use those skills so everybody can flow together, work together, create together, and as we say, make clients heroes together, grow together. And changes the game is about not just following a path, but figuring out what are the twists and turns on that path. I often say, how are you going to figure out what red paint needs to go in the yellow so we can make orange paint? What are we going to do? What are we going to create and make vibrant together?
Right. And it's not just about having a leader who is being followed. It's bringing those people so they can come forward and follow and be the leader so that then they can bring somebody else in front of them. And if, when you say you inspire others, and I think that is what really does make a great leader is beyond empathy. It's wanting that person to succeed. And when you want that person to succeed, they're going to do so much more for the organization than for their community. And then it's the ripple effect, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and some of the things that I kind of backed up and looked at when preparing the piece is there's Jacob Morgan wrote The Future Leader. I think he released it sometime in 2020. But in his work, he interviewed 140 CEOs and wanted to really uncover what does not just the leader of today, but what does a future leader need to look like? So he uncovered some skills and mindsets that were kind of brought together from these themes from the interviews. And so many of them had direct links back to empathy. Balancing humanity with tech, being servant leaders, so serving leaders, teams, and customers, the need for leaders to demonstrate their emotional intelligence, and also the coaching theme was big, but being able to coach and to motivate, and there's inspire and to engage people. You have to exercise an empathy muscle in order to do that.
Oh, just like anything, right? In order for anything to get better, get stronger, have more endurance, you have to work at it. You have to use it in order for it to grow.
Absolutely.
And I think that you had mentioned something about, you know, inspiring. And I think that is what a good leader does, right? When you can inspire them. And the individual, right? We as individuals, if you aren't the, you know, quote unquote leader, or you're not the boss, it doesn't mean you're not a leader.
I absolutely agree with that. We are all leaders because we all influence.
Right.
And no. We have choice around how we influence.
And if you can be your authentic and true self and use your skills, right, and mm-hmm. empathy being one of them, you can move forward and you can truly affect that team, just even your small team, because if you can affect that small team, it goes to the next team, then it goes throughout. And it's not just top down, it's bottom up.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And I think that it's important. People may be in different seasons in their career and they may be thinking, you know, and I'm not looking for the mobility. I'm happy doing the job that I'm doing. That's fine. But you might have a gift to share with someone else. You might have a direction to point them in to help coach and mentor them, or just really just be an example in how you do your work. So think about really capitalizing on that as well.
Completely agree. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get it all together and on how we can get better and make empathy your power. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events, and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at getrootedradio.com. Welcome back, Denise. Tell listeners how they can reach you.
Absolutely. Just reach out to me on LinkedIn, Denise Johnson Blow. Would love to connect.
Wonderful. And you can also reach out to her if you're interested in purchasing a copy of The New Female Leader. And one thing we didn't discuss last segment was competitive advantages. So tell listeners about what that is when it comes to empathy.
Yeah. So empathy is actually a competitive advantage. Now, this is really something. You hear the excitement in my voice, because how much does it cost you? How much? We're not talking about building a building an office building, putting in new technology. We're talking about leveraging empathy. So, you know, there's a study, the 2019 actually State of the Workplace study. I'll share a couple of these stats with you. 82% of employees said they would consider leaving their present job for a more empathetic organization. So that's a retention issue. Mm-hmm. It could be. 78% of employees said that they would work longer hours for a more empathetic employer. They're not asking for more compensation. They're asking for more empathy. They're asking for more understanding and action based on their needs. That's it.
And that's important. You know, it's that saying that says a understood or a appreciated employee will do more, right? That employee will be more loyal and more.
Absolutely. Yeah. More loyal. And I translate working longer hours to they are showing up at work or wherever they are, wherever we are working all over the place right now, which is a great thing. Being more creative, being more settled in, being more engaged.
More productivity, which, you know, just goes to the company overall.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Being more dialed in. So it's important for leaders in organizations to understand that there's a big value to empathy. It's not about pay, but it can drive loyalty and bottom line profits. That's what organizations exist for. Yep. Most for-profit organizations. Yes.
So how do you reconcile that even though empathy may be a superpower for some, it might be not a great skill set or awkward to lead with empathy?
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about the opposite side of the coin for empathy is just being vulnerable. And I think that it's important to think about that, because I'm sure, Erica, if you think about to different seasons in your career and people who are listening can think about this too. A lot of us grew up with messages around you're not vulnerable at work. You have two sides, right? You've got a professional side and you've got a personal side, and the two don't spill over. That's where the notion of work-life balance really came from. And now we're talking about work-life integration. How can we integrate those things? So it's important to really recognize that the messages that we grew up with and that some people heard in their work life just aren't consistent with vulnerability. But in order to have connections with others and really understand what other people are going through or what they're needing in organizations or what coaching or support they might need in order to do their best work, what you will need to do as a leader is to be okay being uncomfortable and being vulnerable yourself.
I've said this on many of different episodes. You need to get comfy being uncomfy.
You do. And some of the ways that you might do that is just start asking people different kinds of questions. And I won't even repeat some of the questions that we ask that really we expect the same answers. We get the same answers every time, and we ask the same questions every time. You might ask people, what can I do or say to help make your day? What was the best part of your day? What's the best part of your weekend? You may ask them some creative questions around, you know, if you had the power to do anything right now on this team, in this organization, what would you do? So ask some questions that are bigger.
Yeah. I think you said like, be curious, right?
Absolutely be curious. And on the other side of that, be open and willing to share things that are difficult. That's a vulnerability piece. So you might think of a mistake that you made in your career that really humbled you. Yeah. And tell your team about it. You think of something that you learned that really surprised you. Maybe you were working on some piece of your development and you got an aha moment. You know, one of the things, books that is well read among our leadership in my company is a book called Leadership and Self-Deception.
Oh.
And yeah. Are you familiar?
I am. I like that book.
it is fantastic. And after people read it, they, and if you've read it, you know that there's a phrase in there that says, you know, you can't put people in the box. And what that means is you have to value people as being human beings with values and needs and hurts and everything, but we have to see them as people. So after some of our leaders read that, they say, man, I really had this person in the box. So hey, it's a humbling experience. And what that says is, you know what? I made some mistakes. I'm acknowledging those and I need to work on getting better, but it's okay to talk about that.
Yeah. And I think that's important. It's that vulnerability and authenticity. And it's so important. And I wanted to ask you, because you did hit in your chapter, you reference an equation, the O plus V plus B plus P as in Paul plus C. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Openness plus vulnerability plus practice equals confidence.
Yes.
And I really love that, because confidence just maybe for some people, but for a lot of folks, a lot of leaders, confidence just doesn't happen. It's something that you really have to apply some effort towards. And go ahead.
I think that goes to your, you know, opening up, letting them know about a time you've made a mistake or share something that surprised you. Those things are what the openness, the vulnerability, and the practice is going to get you to that confidence.
It absolutely will. And you can also be open about things that you're working on. If you're working on being more empathetic to some of your colleagues, your team members, you can say that so people can help you. If you're getting comfortable with being vulnerable, you can say that too. So this is just an invitation to do those things and realize that it comes through work and effort.
This has been so great, Denise. And if you want to learn more about this, I would highly recommend picking up the New Female Leader. Denise's chapter is in there all about empathy is your power. I want to thank you so much, Denise, for joining us today. It has been a great pleasure, and I appreciate you taking your time out of your schedule to educate our listeners.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. Again, if you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen to any replays of previous episodes, go to GetRootedRadio.com. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? One that is balanced mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. And if you are ready to live, love, and let go, join me for my signature 12-week group coaching series, The Rooted Life. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to learn more about this 12-week series and get your free Empower Hour. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.